to the Alito's Way podcast. This is the podcast in which I try to remember some of my older songs so far. And I talk a little bit about it, and it's been interesting because I remember things that I hadn't thought about before playing the song, so it's always a little bit of time travel for me. And today I decided I want to play an older song which I haven't played in a long time, because I'm ambivalent towards the song. It's a song called Tire Days, and I wrote it in, I want to say, 99, maybe 2000, maybe a little later, maybe 2001-ish. I remember writing it at my dad's place. He lived in the second story of a building. He rented the apartment, and he had a balcony that you could see the forest from the balcony, and you could see fields, but also there were surrounding houses in the area, so you were looking into other people's yards, but also in the distance you could see like the tree line of the forest, and you could also see like a field where they even some summers they were planting strawberries. Strawberry fields forever. And I hung out there a lot, and I smoked a lot of weed and cigarettes and played music and listened to music, but played a lot of music too, and got lost. And at one point I wrote this song. It's a reminder that I always really liked, and I always fall back into major seven chords. So it's the nice and hovering sound of the major seven chord that I was always drawn to ever since I first played in an F major seven. I hung around there, sat on the sofa, and there were two cats. One of them was called Mouse, and the other one was called Kater, which is the German for a male cat. And it was summer, it was hot, smoke-filled rooms, lots of cigarettes, a red sofa, kind of gluey, is that a word? I don't know. Kind of sticky, like a sticky sofa. And my dad had this thing, I don't know what it's in English, where you can you have like empty filter cigarettes, and you push your own tobacco into the filter cigarette to save money. And I have no idea what that's in English, but I did that a lot, and also put a little bit of weed in there. So I sat there and played around, and I always liked open chords, so it's, and like play melodies with like moving chords and lots of open strings. And I always wanted to play like a hip-hop-esque riff too, which is at the end. And it's also a lot, there was a lot of influence like from skate videos, like Transworld, The Reason, what's the band, and the Cairo Foster, I can't come up with a name, oh man. Well, in any case, I watched a lot of skate videos, and the music always the music always slipped into my own music, I guess, like punk music, but also like indie rock stuff, any kind. I mean, hip hop and all that. So lots of influences. I'm so ambivalent towards the song because I was never too happy with the lyrics, but I guess it's kind of a reflection of how I felt and also how little ideas I had or still have. It seems like topics are always coming back in one form or another. So if I don't think too much or I don't have like a certain type of inspiration, it always goes back to like mental states and feelings I'm kind of out of words. Let me play the song and you'll see what I mean. I hope you enjoy it. This is Tired Days. Such profound and incorrect thoughts, incompetent, stupid for, miscalled too many times, disattractive and unhappy soul, not so clear to see through, the viewer has got no point. The viewer has got no point. Foundation is hard to find. The seeker can hardly spot stability in this knot. And in these dark and tired, the shield seems so much harder to hold. Tired and got no protection. Craving for but have no one. One spilled and a spoiled protection. Craving for but more of your son. Rather depend on ways of laughing and looking at, but finally no one cares. Of laughing and looking at, but finally no one cares. Shield seems so much harder to hold. Tired and got no protection. Craving for but have no one. One spilled and a spoiled protection. Craving for but and can't get more of your son. In comparison, we're all fine because we've got all that we need. Living firm into this line, not hesitating to ask for more. Never trying to stand still, Just sit back and find something. Just sitting back and looking in. Just sit back and find something not so easy to explain. Ain't no rules to this game. Yeah, so this was the song Tired Days. Yeah, I just remembered while I played it, I couldn't really sing the chorus, but I remember that I recorded it in Göttingen with my friend Mattis at his theater that he works at. So let me find that, and maybe I'll put up a bonus episode and share that old recording. We used some, or did we? Wait a second. I think we recorded it in Berlin while he was like doing his studies to become like an audio engineer, and we actually recorded it at his school. So it must have been 2001, I think. And a friend of his used drum machine sampler to make a beat, and I don't remember too much around that, but yeah, let me dig somewhere in some of my old hard drives and maybe I'll find it. I don't know. So I hope you enjoyed this. Feel free to get in touch. It's info@guitarlo.com, info@gitarlo.com. That's my English website. And find Arlo Everling at Spotify or wherever you listen to music. And please check out Tiny Songs, which I just recently released with my friend Carsten. That's our little project, or it has been for over 10 years, and now we went back to playing acoustic music. And so yeah, I hope you liked today's song, and I hope you got something out of it. I certainly did, and it's always good to talk about it. It's kind of like this podcast is kind of like therapy to me, so I remember things and talk about things and just ramble on. I hope that's entertaining in one way or another. Maybe one day you'll go back there and listen to it and you'll be like, okay, something interesting is there. That's what I hope for. And I hope it's entertaining to like get the raw music. Yeah, I think that's enough. It's late and I'll go to bed now. So thank you for listening and see you next time. Bye-bye.